up!
Does Becky Cele have gout? I mean, I have uncles and I have older gentlemen in my life who have a buildup of uric acid in their joints. Because that doesn't sound healthy. Let's listen to it again, Johannes.
Shut up! Shut up!
Nee, man, that's not healthy. That's gout. Look. Action Society and Ian Karaman's connected to AfriForum. It's somewhat of a security offshoot. Ian Cameron was, of course, AfriForum's head of security at one stage. And I really agree with AfriForum or Ian Cameron. They've both pushed lines of white farm murders or white genocide in South Africa and have traveled the world with this particular message, which is inherently false. And of course, Becky Cele is familiar. He knows who Ian Cameron is in his role, not just with Action Society, but also with AfriForum. He knows who he is, and they know their history before. Not the first time they met in Yanga yesterday. But even if I don't, on a fundamental level, agree with Ian Cameron or Action Society or AfriForum, I can completely agree with him that a black government that Becky Cele represents doesn't care about poor black people who live in townships and areas ridden with crime. They don't care. And whether Action Society is sincere about the motives of community empowerment, and I've seen they've held workshops and meetings in places like Mitchell's Plain and Grassy Park, I wait and see whether those motives for them are sincere. But what this national government suffers from is from the embarrassment of being shown up. They are deeply embarrassed when they are shown up. When business or a civil society organization, civil rights organization is what they call themselves, Action Society, whether it be business, and they often use business as the crutch to bail themselves and this government out. They are embarrassed. AfriForum now has a border protection unit made out of farmers in Musina, in Limpopo, on the Zimbabwean border, because the state has failed there. The Gift of the Givers drills wells in the Eastern Cape because that province has run out of water. The Gift of the Givers gives food because social development and other state agencies have failed. Gangsters have soup kitchens in some areas here in Cape Town because the state has failed. Nothing exists in a vacuum. People will step into your void when you have failed. So when Ian Cameron shows up at a community forum in Yanga, and Ian Cameron has the right of freedom of movement in any part in South Africa, so he's perfectly entitled to have shown up at Nyanga. Becky Cele is embarrassed because he, like so many of his colleagues, are being shown up. And that is essentially what I believe. He's shown up. When someone on an ideological level, on the different side of a political spectrum, can say, well, we could actually do a better job than you in terms of making black communities safer. They are shown up and they are embarrassed. So, Minister Cele, Xyloprim, I hear it works. I have older men in my family who swears by Xyloprim for that gout. But anyway, now that I've gotten that off my chest,